This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
When you're blind or partially sighted, travelling can sometimes seem like a daunting proposition. For the last 20 years, Travelize is a company that's been trying to change that. I'm joined now by adventurer, entrepreneur, and founder of Travelize, Amal Latif. Amal, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, it's such a pleasure to be back.
Now, Travelize is also back for 2024. For people maybe not familiar, can you just explain what Travelize is and how it's different from other tour operators?
Yes, well, Travelize is our world-unique international commercial tour operator that takes groups of adventurers all over the world on holiday, and we bring them back as well. The big difference with Travelize is that half of our travelers are visually impaired, or VIPs, as sometimes we like to be called, and the other half are fully sighted. So as a sighted traveler, you are partnered with a different visually impaired person, and in return for guiding and describing the sites, our sighted travelers receive a reduction in price. But essentially what it means is if you're blind or visually impaired, you don't necessarily need to bring anybody with you. You just choose a holiday, browse our website, and book like anybody else normally does, and go on an adventure of a lifetime.
And how does a Travelize trip work sort of day to day? What can people expect?
Well, if you're visually impaired, you've got nothing to worry about. You book and then meet us at the airport. And then there's a Travelize tour manager, and there's equal numbers of blind and sighted people on each trip. So you'll be partnered with someone sighted, so a new friend. And each day those pairings will swap. So you'll be with someone different each day. And they are your eyes, and they'll describe what's around. And, you know, lots of people make so many friends. And this is a thing in life I've found, that whenever you face a challenge or an adversity, not only with the right mindset you can overcome it, but you can create something beautiful. And here, you know, because if you're blind like me, it's sometimes difficult to go on holiday by yourself. But with Travelize, because you're partnered with someone different each day, it's really exciting. So you get to make new friends. And, you know, over the years, we've just got a big community of Travelize folk that get together. You know, people make friends. We've had a lot of marriages over the years as well, you know, like sighted and VI marriages, or, you know, VIs meeting other VIs. And it's just so incredible. So it's like, you know, seeing the world, but in a friendly way.
And for someone who's blind or partially sighted, what difference does it make to go on a trip that's been specifically arranged for blind and partially sighted travellers?
It's a huge difference. It basically means that you can be independent. You know, you can decide where you want to go from our website and not have to worry about, you know, am I going to have somebody sighted able to come with me on the trip? So it allows so much freedom to the world, because, you know, prior to Travelize and prior to some of the charities that did offer this kind of stuff, there wasn't anything. So if you were visually impaired, you had to rely on your family and friends. But it really opens up that choice, so you don't have to just you know, go to where your family might want to go to, which you might want to do family trips as well. But the great thing here is, whenever, you know, in my own life, like, because I'm blind myself, and I just found it so limiting, you know, but this now allows blind travelers to travel the world with freedom and ease.
And do you think that people might have some assumptions about what a service for blind and partially sighted travelers might offer?
Absolutely. You know, like a lot of sighted people say, you know, why does a blind person want to go sightseeing when they can't see? And I'm like, well, because we can't see, it heightens our curiosity. You know, we want to go and explore and use all our senses. And equally, like, you know, sighted folk these days are so busy taking pictures for Instagram that they don't fully engage. So our holidays are very much both blind and fully sighted travelers. And, you know, our sighted travelers are there to enable our blind travelers to have the best experience. You know, from the time that you meet at the airport to the time you come back, you're always with a sighted traveler, so you can feel safe, comfortable, and have a laugh, you know, on the trips. And it's just amazing, you know, when, you know, you use all your senses. And, you know, we've got sighted folk that love the way that by guiding our blind travelers, they just get so much out of it. You know, they fully engage with what's there, and so it's great for everyone.
And what's the feedback been like from your travelers? Are they sometimes surprised by just what's accessible to them?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we've been to places like Peru, and you go into museums, and we work with the curators. So they open up the glass cases and let us touch these 1,000-year-old Inca artifacts. You know, in China, our groups get to touch the terracotta warriors, and of course, our sighted travelers love this as well. So it goes beyond what, you know, they're able to do on a mainstream travel holiday. You know, on Lake Titicaca, you know, the islanders had never met blind people before, so they make these models for us to feel on that island. And you know, in South Africa, we've been to places where, you know, we've met local people from the townships, and you know, it's incredible to, you know, connect with people all over the world. You know, people think that just because you're blind that you want to go to safe destinations, and you know, we go to all sorts of places. Like, we've got a trip going to Eswatini Kingdom, and it's just so incredible. And you're like, you're out, and you know, you get to have a full sensory safari where you can hear the lions roaring and the elephants munching on leaves. You get to meet the local villagers. You know, places like that, and you know, off the beaten track, places like Ghana in Africa, India, where we go on the Golden Triangle and we go and experience some incredible tastes, and you know, explore your senses. You know, in India, yeah, but some blind people and sighted folk might want to stay closer at home, so we have trips in the UK as well, so and Europe. So basically, we offer a wide range for our VI travelers to get that proper immersive experience.
You mentioned some of those incredible destinations. Travelers have visited locations right across the globe. Are there any places you haven't made it to yet that you'd like to?
Well, you know, people always say to me, Amar, you know, you've traveled for the last 20 years. Is there anything on your bucket list? And on my bucket list, bizarrely, is Cornwall, because people always tell me that, you know, how beautiful Cornwall is. So we've actually got a trip to Cornwall. Travelers has done that before. You know, and where else have we not been? We've literally been to, you know, all the continents, except the South and the North Pole, you know, Antarctica. We've been basically everywhere.
Tell us what's on the horizon for Travelize in 2024. What are some of the trips you've got coming up?
We have got an incredible range of destinations and itineraries. So we've got UK trips to places like in beautiful Yorkshire, where we go to the Yorkshire Dales, we visit the Brontes Parsonage, to places like Cornwall, of course, as I mentioned, Cumbria, the Lake District, and then some faraway places like Andalusia. You know, we're going to Andalusia, like Malaga, visiting the Alhambra in Granada, Cordoba. And you know, almost 20 years ago, it was my first ever travelized trip, and it was to Andalusia, so that's very special. We've got Eswatini, the Kingdom of Eswatini, which is in Africa, and you get to experience a sensory safari, you know, where you can hear the animals. You know, like, imagine being so close to a lion and hearing it roar. To places like India, North India, where we go to the Golden Triangle, and India is just so incredible. You know, smells that you thought you'd never get to experience, you get to experience. Like, it's just the taste of the food is amazing. So much history. We've just got so many different trips all over the world, and you know, different types of trips. So some of the trips will be walking, and some will be like discovery tours. So we offer a wide range of destinations for our VI and our sighted travelers.
And what's the best place to find out some more information about Travelize and the trips that you've got coming up?
So if you want to check it out, it's on our website, which is Travel Eyes, all one word, travel and then eyes, EYES, hyphen international.com. So our website is fully accessible. A lot of our blind travelers say that it's the most accessible engaging website that they've come across. So the pictures are all labeled and it's very easy to book on there as well. Or you can call our friendly team on 0113 834 6094. And our email address, if you want to email us in, is info@travelize-international.com. And yeah, travel is open again for our VI travelers.
Founder of Travelize, Amal Latif, we wish you safe travels in 2024. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure to speak with you, Hal.